change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. I'm your host, Mickey Desai. Very happy to be speaking today with Dana Snyder, who's a digital strategist, founder, and CEO of Positive Equation. How are you, Dana?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad we could do this. I know we're going to talk about a number of different things. We might actually try to record two episodes today. How did you get into the business, first of all? Let me ask that.
Oh, such a good question. It's actually really fun. So I've been doing mission trips ever since I was in middle school, probably. But really understanding philanthropy wasn't until I got into college. So are you familiar with the Dance Marathon program?
I am not.
Okay. So it's pretty incredible. So Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, they service over 100 different hospitals, and they were brilliant. Back in 1991, they started this concept called Dance Marathon, and it's in now over 400, I believe, universities. And it's essentially a student-run dance marathon program that fundraises annually on behalf of that school's local Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So in our case, I went to University of Central Florida, go Knights in, in Orlando. Shout out to UCF.
Yeah.
And we had a program, our dance marathon was called Knights On, because we're the Knights. Mm-hmm. And I went as a freshman to our dance marathon program. And as soon as I showed up, I was like, oh, this is really cool and something I want to be a part of. And back then, which is so funny, I think the first year I participated, which was probably 2007, 2008, I think we raised maybe $30,000.
Wow.
Now, the program, I joined the exec board. We built an entirely different program and infrastructure and systems and processes. And then now the school raises, just UCF raises, I think over $2 million.
Are you kidding me?
Just Holy student run. So now I want to say, I don't know if this is an updated stat, but since then there's been over $200 million raised just from the Dance Marathon program for Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So that was my, it's unbelievable. And what's so brilliant about it, and I talk to nonprofits about this all the time, and sorry, this is a tangent, but it's brilliant because I was 18 years old learning about philanthropy, learning about giving, understanding fundraising, and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, anytime I see them anywhere, I'm going to donate to them because I've been a part of their, they've been a part of my branding, right? Since I was 18. So it's really brilliant that they are essentially continually raising new generations of fundraisers and donors that will forever remember them. So that was my start. And then I graduated college and my first job was working for a nonprofit.
Okay.
So it was I moved back to Sarasota, Florida, which is where I'm from, and worked for Take Stock and Children of Sarasota County Scholarship and Mentoring Program for at-risk youth. And so I was one of four, right? So I'm very used to being on a small team. And then I did that for a few years, loved it. And then I wanted to spread my wings and go work in the crazy world of New York City, in the PR and digital world. So I did a lot of for-profit work at that point in sports and entertainment, and consumer brands. Mm-hmm. And then I just had this like innate passion to get back into the nonprofit world. So I started Positive Equation 4 years ago. I'm literally coming up on the 4 year anniversary. This month.
4 years, amazing. And do you just work with only nonprofits or do you still have the occasional for-profit gig?
I do occasionally, but I say I am very specific in working with purpose-driven brands. So it has to be an organization that has that mindset with them. Sometimes what happens too is I'll be working with a nonprofit and they want a collaboration with a for-profit brand. So that might be a case where I'm helping to create those relationships too.
Right. So let's jump into the actual proposed topic at hand, which is data equals donors. You wrote how to align your business goals with your digital strategies. How do we start that conversation?
Oh man, there's so many magical points that happen when you dive into your own data. So something that I do with clients, they're called social media audits.
Yes.
And they're like, 50 pages. I'm a little bit of a data nerd. And the importance and the reason for that is if you're not looking at your data and really unpacking it and understanding what those points are saying, then you're just guessing in your social media strategy. You have to look back and understand what content is working and why. Mm-hmm. Who is our audience? Where are they? What are they enjoying? Who are we reaching versus maybe this isn't really who we want to be reaching, right? We want this different audience. Okay, so we know we need to pull them in. Mm-hmm. We look at, when I say data, I'm talking about, yes, your social media channels, but also including your Google Analytics, because something that I say all the time is your website and your social media channels are the storefronts of your company, especially during COVID and the pandemic, but even outside of the situation that we're in. I mean, Mickey, right? What's the first thing you do when you think of a new organization or a brand, right? I go to their website or I look up their Instagram account.
Right, right.
So, and if I can't see clearly what your mission is, who you're serving, what your impact has been, then I'm gonna move on to somebody else. But if you have something that, if you have a message and content that is talking to me, then I'm more likely to engage with you. So I think it's really important to outline what are your business goals?
Okay.
And then what are the direct, like, social media KPIs, key performing indicators that align directly with those, so that you don't have to guess if your strategy is working. And an example of this could be, I'm making this up, Mickey's Foundation, right? Mm-hmm. We really want to increase our brand awareness. So if you say that as a business goal, great.
Yep.
Then somebody might say, okay, well, go create a bunch of content and we're going to hope that it increases our brand awareness. No, the direct social media stat that mm-hmm. equals brand awareness is impressions and reach, right? So if your goal is to increase brand awareness, your social goal should be to increase your impressions and reach every month. Right. And there's multiple goals that align just like that, but it's understanding what they are so that every month, quarterly, annually, whenever you're looking at your stats, you know that you're improving or not and what right. to do to fix that.
So business goals are things like improving brand awareness. What other business goals might a nonprofit want to keep on their deck?
Usually a pretty big one is they want to increase their donations, right. donations, monthly donors, new donors. And in that case, you want your content, most of the time the donations are happening on your website. So you want to be having link clicks. So you want to make sure your content is generating link clicks to your website. So do you have that call to action within your content? Right. That's a common one. Another common one could be email subscribers. So trying to grow their email list, that could be the same thing as far as link clicks or conversion
right.
Onto your website. I'm trying to think of another popular one. Those are the main three that come up. Same thing with volunteers, but that's getting signups too.
Yep.
And then overall advocacy. So you know you've hit the mark when, if you want to grow your advocates and engagement, the social aspect of that is people talking about you on social, right? So that's when you're looking at, okay, who's using our hashtag? Who's tagging us in their posts? Because then you are creating content creators on your behalf,
right?
Which is the magic. And that's what you want to happen. That's what happens with for-profit brands, right? And a lot of prominent nonprofit brands like Charity Water or Movember, right? Movember is a great one because during their mission, everyone is, right. Getting a mustache during the month of November. So right. they're posting all their selfies about their mustaches and tagging Movember. So that is literally, that's the best case example is when someone is increasing your brand awareness on your behalf.
But you don't need a gimmick. I mean, I'm knowing this is kind of a tangent here, but you don't need a gimmick to make the magic happen, right? There's other ways to get those conversions, to get that awareness. What do you think that if we don't try to reinvent the ice bucket challenge, what then should a nonprofit be doing that's genuine, that's moving them along with their business goals?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right there. It's presenting your brand in the most authentic light. And I think that buzzword of authenticity gets thrown around a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I think what's missed a lot of times is the brand voice of the organization doesn't exist. It just sounds corporate. And that's not, like, you have to think about who are you? Like, who are you really trying to reach? You don't have to, if your brand doesn't want to capitalize words, you don't have to capitalize words.
Right.
Right. So it's really tuning into who are you helping? Are you providing value-based content? Mm-hmm. Are you speaking with character and the persona of what you're trying to provide and put into the world? And if people see that, mm-hmm. that's when they're going to absolutely, people want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And so if you create the opportunity for community and belonging, then you're winning.
Okay.
So in the case, like Movember has the mustache, yes, but more than the mustache, the Mo sisters and Mo bros that join Movember love being a part of it just because of the larger community aspect and right. what they have in common, which is the mustache on the outside, but it's, they have somebody in their family who's had prostate cancer, testicular yeah. cancer, suicide, right? So those are really the things that tie and bond them together.
Right. Well, and I'm seeing, you know, there's part of me that wants to say, take the serious mission and make it fun. But that's not really the recipe, is it? Because not all things are fun. It's kind of hard to talk about domestic violence in a way that lends itself to the lighter side of developing an audience, right? I can't imagine of a good fun thing to try to do to bring awareness to domestic violence or, you know, childhood cancer or something like that. But there are, you know, my marketing mind is not a really great one. So please tell me if I'm right or wrong in that way.
Well, I think it's switching it to what can happen on the other side. Mm. Right. What's the positivity that happens when you've gotten through that journey or that experience? Right. I mean, it's the same thing you could say about another example is human trafficking, right? It's horrendous.
Yeah.
But there's an organization called Dressember where they wear dresses during the month of December
okay.
to raise awareness. Like they turned it into a positive, uplifting, like they're posting photos of wearing these dresses, but they're doing it in honor and remembrance and celebration of the women who have gone through this process and raising funds and awareness for them. So I'd say it depends on what your brand is and what you want. But I think the goal is with any nonprofit organization really is to say, we're helping create this impact. The end goal is a positive result, right? It's not to be something that's dark. So that's where I think the giving, like a Chomsky thing, like a mustache, but it's like a statement. It's a statement of like, I'm with you. I got you. I'm in support of this. And it's really powerful because it's something that you see it. And now actually, because I worked on the Movember campaign, anytime I see a guy out with a mustache, I'll be like, do you support Movember? But it's a conversation starter.
Sure. Yeah. No, right? That makes a ton of sense. So watch your data, align them with your business goals, but first, obviously, define what the business goals are. Is it better to retcon the whole thing? That's completely wrong use of the term, but is it better to work backwards that way, develop the goals first and then watch your metrics? Or can you take a look at your metrics and then change your goals?
I always say for organizations to write out 4 to 5 of your top business goals in the next 6 months to a year. With the world we're living in, I don't think like 3-year plans are really that useful anymore.
Right.
So 6 months to a year, write out those business goals, and then you can tackle the social media metrics okay. and align them.
Very cool. There's another bullet point that you'd sent that I wanted to touch on really quickly in the time that we've got left, which is focus on heartbeats, not followers. What does that mean?
Yeah. So there's this, everyone wants more followers. Right. I mean, everyone's like, oh, if we just had 1 million followers, but that's not really the case. You have to think about, and I do this to myself. I think I only have maybe 1700 maybe followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But if I had a room full of 1700 people, that's a pretty doggone good conference right there.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, so right. You have to rethink about each, that is an individual person who has said, yes, I am into you. Yes, I want to see your content. Show me more. I'm interested. If you focus on thinking about each follower as an individual heartbeat mm-hmm. and reaching out to them and providing value to the people that you have, then the growth is naturally going to happen. I see this in my business. So, right, as a digital strategist, I try and put out a ton of free, valuable content around virtual event platforms that I love, or even how to do a DIY social media audit. Because I know if I provide them something of value, they might want to tag a friend, right? To say, this is really useful for you too. So you want to always think about, and this actually gets caught into just very tactical things, mm-hmm. like when you're doing an Instagram story, the most common thing I hear, and I have done this too, is, hey guys, I'm doing da 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 da. Come check out our virtual event. And when you think about it, an individual is seeing that Instagram story, not a group. Yeah. So it's, hey, how are you, right? It's a one-to-one. Social media is meant to be a one-to-one communication platform. So I say, get into the DMs, have one-on-one conversations, build relationships, spend the time. They're there, but we're just always wanting more. We're just wanting more.
Yep.
And instead of wanting more, give more to the people that are there, and then you're going to grow.
That makes a ton of sense. Make it personal, talking to individuals, not groups. That's lovely. Dana, good stuff. I know we could spend a lot more time talking about this sort of thing. But if a listener wanted to be in touch with you to ask questions or to gain your services, how would you suggest they get in touch with you?
Sure. So my website is positiveequation.com. And I have something really exciting coming up. Yeah. If they go to positiveequation.com/mastermind, it's a brand new mastermind called Missions to Movements for nonprofit leaders kicking off in May. So super excited for that. Then they can find me on all the social channels at Positive Equation as well.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Thank you, Dana. And I'm looking forward to our next episode, our next conversation. In the meantime, if you had a parting shot to add for our nonprofit audience, what's one thing you would want them to take home from everything we've talked about today?
I would say, open up your computer. Go to, if you do not already, make sure you have a Google Analytics account. And I want you to pull 3 stats. All right. If everybody has a piece of paper, get ready to write this down.
Ready.
Stat number 1, I want you to pull. What's your number of website traffic this month? Okay. Number of people who have visited your website. Number 2, I want you to look at your top 3 to 5, let's call it, pages on your website. Number 3, and this is where social comes in, look up your social media acquisition numbers. So what social media channels are people using to come to your website? So write those down, and that'll give you a good start and some nuggets to play with.
Excellent. Good stuff. Thank you, Dana. I'm going to go check out my stats too while we're at it and see if I have more than 2 listeners at this point. But
yes, I love it.
Good stuff. Thanks, Dana. Thanks for joining me for this recording today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
To our listeners, thank you as always for joining us. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the show and leave us a rating via whatever mechanism you use to listen to the Snapcast. Your 5-star ratings make us more findable by search engines, and we are grateful to you for helping us grow our audience. In the meantime, we'll see you with another episode in a few days.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.